launching into the third hour of the program, you are invited to take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREAK. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you. You can create the content as well. So what you see on the front page there, because of listeners like you, they've taken an article or YouTube video or blog post, something they found online that they think we might like or other listeners might enjoy, and they've submitted it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. Others then vote, and the most voted up make it to the front page in the top of the site. Go to freetalklive.com, get interactive. For those of you just tuning in, the end of the last hour, we were talking about the issue of voter ID checks and more restrictive voter regulations and identifying requirements that are being instituted in various different ways around the country. But here in New Hampshire, you know, it's the old system for the most part. It's the honor system, or it's been that way up until a recent law has been passed that will ask voters to show identification. And then, Nemi, you said that later on they'll have to come in somewhere and
if you don't have ID with you, you'll have to. If you don't have ID with you, starting in November with the general election, if you don't have ID with you, you'll need to go in, fill out an affidavit, and later prove that you are who you say you are.
Okay. And you said that there was some problems that were cropping up as a result of them testing the system out at yesterday's primary.
Yeah.
You were sharing some of that with us.
Some voters were unaware of the new law, didn't bring ID. Others deliberately refused to show ID in protest. They were allowed to vote, but many election workers fear that come November, the system will be severely gummed up with confusion, long lines, and short tempers.
Yeah, I bet the
just
short
like
tempers
a DMV.
Will be right there. Yeah.
It'll be DMV style. Yep. Secretary of State Bill Gardner predicted that up to 10% of voters statewide wouldn't have IDs. That seemed about right in the Monadnock region, many poll workers said. Still, that translates to thousands of voters without IDs in November. It was certainly at the top of conversations in polling places throughout the Monadnock region. People are talking about it, that's for sure, said Michael Latham, a selectman in Keats Ward 2 at the Keene Rec Center. I've heard Republicans say it's about time, and I've heard Democrats who say it's voter suppression.
Mm.
You know, then I have Liesl, a non-traditional student at Keene State, so I assume that means he's an adult voter. Oh, 34 years old.
There you go.
Yeah. Was furious after voting in Ward 1 at 350 Marlborough Street. He said he hasn't missed an election since he turned 18, led by House Speaker Bill O'Brien. Republicans say that law is intended to prevent voter fraud, but Liesl said it's obvious voter suppression is the real intent. It's ludicrous that anyone would use voter fraud as an excuse to make voting harder, he said. Incomes are down and people are stressed enough. I will follow the law, but I will fight it because it's unjust. If O'Brien and his ilk, I love that word, ilk, want to cause people excess anxiety, that's what they've done. Now, I don't know if I get that bunged up about voting myself.
No, I don't either, but, you know, you change the way things have been for people, and they're going to get upset.
Yeah.
So there's that factor.
That much is true. And I understand that if you require anything to vote, you're going to find some people who can't produce that thing. If it's, you know, besides carbon dioxide, that's the one thing that we can all agree that somebody can probably provide at a voting booth. Actually, some of the people that vote can't produce that because they're actually coming in as dead people. But, there's fraud, and then there's people that, that don't have whatever papers that they want them to have. And even if they can produce them some point in the future, they can't vote at this one. So they get a provisional ballot. And all these other things come into it. I agree that there's some problems, but Nemi, have you got the points of the story here? I'd like to read a story from a supervisor of the checklist here.
Yep.
This is from a friend who wrote in, and I haven't gotten her permission to use her name, so I shan't. But she says,
someone who's in New Hampshire.
That's right. I was a supervisor of the checklist when 22 wet, bedraggled voters came in to register to vote in Deerfield at 6:50 p. The voters, the polls close at 7.
Mm-hmm.
They signed the affidavit.
All at once.
Yep. They came together, probably in a bus.
Yep.
They saying that they lived in Bear Brook State Park in November.
Bear Brook
is closed to camping and has no living quarters in November. So we registered them for the presidential election of Bill Clinton, and they voted. As supervisor, I then wrote letters to their former voting sites, Missouri, South Carolina, Virginia, etc. Mm-hmm. Received letters back that no such person on their existed on their lists. But that was not the end. Neither were they at their former addresses. Then, after the census, when we purged the lists, guess what? Although we had to print their names on our lists for years, causing, of course, extra paperwork and work and all that stuff, they hadn't come back to vote again.
Just that.
Yep. So they were purged. Then I took it a step further, and I took every card of their registration, letters returned, etc., to the State Committee on Investigation of Voter Fraud, to Senator Clegg's committee, and he asked Bud Fitch, former Attorney General and now Chief of Staff for Kelly Ayotte, to check on the cards' names. The report came back that they could not be found, so no way to prosecute. I believe there was fraud in Deerfield's vote, and although by law I was required to register these people, they stole from Deerfield the integrity of our checklist. And this is the thing that never gets reported. I mean, this is one supervisor of the checklist that went above and beyond in order to chase this stuff down. This was 22 people that came all in at the last 10 minutes of voting. They all got to vote and it all got done. And then, you know, on the Daily Show, they come and say, well, there have been, you know, this many, instances of voting and voter fraud in America, and they just play it down. I mean, these 22 weren't listed on that list. And how many times does this happen around the country? In New Hampshire specifically, people want to vote in several different wards during these primaries when fewer people turn out, in order to get their candidate, you know, more votes. Now, I don't think voting is a statistically significant act, but you
so why are you getting so upset about it?
You certainly, because
it's
other people care.
It's the principle.
And it's wrong to it's wrong to make something wrong. It's wrong to make something illegal and then not enforce it. There needs to be some kind of enforcement method. I don't care if it's ink on their fingers. I don't care if it's some kind of requirement. As far as I'm concerned, it makes sense to me that if you want to vote in a government election, that you can produce a government ID card. Now, maybe that's not the right solution. Maybe people should be able to bring in a bill that proves that they live at a particular place. But I think people should prove in some way or another that they're voting one time. I don't care where they vote, frankly, although I can see why there might be some issues there, but I think they should only vote one time, and that's it.
Now, Keene is an interesting city. We have two college and a university here. So we have a lot of students, and Keene, as historically the blue holdout in New Hampshire, primarily Democrats, and there have consistently been issues in Ward 1, which is where Keene State is located. Mm-hmm. I used to live down there. And folks coming in showing student IDs, apparently student IDs are valid now, but after 2013 they won't be. And people coming in from Connecticut, New York, out of state, who come to Keene State, come and want to vote, and then go home and vote. And I think I have an issue with that as a resident of Keene, just with the principle of the thing. Someone who
voting
comes
in two
here,
places.
Say, yeah, voting in two places, or voting where you don't live. Or pay taxes.
But
or,
where does a college student live? I mean, if they're in a place for 9 months, do they live in Keene or do they live at home?
And that was the residency issue.
Yeah, it's tough.
You know, are you paying tuition? Are you paying an out-of-state tuition? Are you paying an in-state tuition? Because if you're paying in-state tuition, you've established residency. You've been here for a year. There are rules with financial aid. Then this was all part of Bill O'Brien's big
voter ID. Well, for the most part, you don't have to worry about college students because they don't vote.
Mostly.
So, I mean, there's a handful of them that do. There's a handful of them that do that are politically active. But most of them, they just don't give a flip about voting. They just, you can't twist their arm into voting.
Sure you can.
Bribe them into voting.
Sure you can.
Frankly, if we're talking about somebody voting twice, like a college student would vote in where they are and then vote.
Right, and this voter law doesn't stop that from happening.
Right, and you know, but the supervisor of the checklist, when you vote in the local election, should send
right.
information to your former voting place that you voted here. And
I don't believe they do that.
They okay. So you know, as far
can
as
you
I'm
imagine
concerned,
how bureaucratic that would be if you had to send.
They do send information to your former location to stop you from being registered there.
Do they?
That's what they're supposed to do. That's what they did
That's
to me
what
when
he
I
was
moved.
Just, right.
When I moved, they did that to
read.
Me.
Interesting.
And
yep.
I know that they did it when I moved from Keene to my town. They did.
I didn't know they were doing that. That's interesting. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Voter ID requirements. What's happening in your state?
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called Joel Joel Clark,
one of SelectQuote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does SelectQuote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $21 a month.
Call 1-800-916-9762 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-916-9762. 1-800-916-9762. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 12th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1742.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1785.20, $892.60 for a half ounce, or $446.30 for a quarter ounce. That's $1785.20, $892.60, and $446.30.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Man, are you ready for that extra boost in your romantic life? The answer is just a click away. Get ready for big confidence where you want it most. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement formula that's clinically tested to work. And today you can get a risk-free trial just by going online to buytestocharge.com. It's fast, easy, and this offer's only around for a limited time. TestoCharge significantly increases your drive and desire while improving your performance. It's absolutely guaranteed to give you the best experience for both you and her. If you want to have full-strength support for a healthy romantic life, and want to get a risk-free trial of TestoCharge quickly and discreetly, just go to buytestocharge.com right now. That's buytestocharge.com. Skip the hassle of speaking on the phone. Go to buytestocharge.com now and get your risk-free trial while supplies last. buytestocharge.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number is 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com with you tonight. Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Freetalklive.com is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com right now and watch the movie that has now received over 20,000 views on YouTube. We crossed that milestone yesterday, I believe it was, and that's in less than 6 weeks. Less than 6 weeks from around 6 weeks since the release, which was free online. You can see it in HD on YouTube. You can also download it via torrent. So that's exciting. VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. It is a movie all about our co-host and friend Derek J. and his first year of activism here in Keene. It's chock full of exciting activism footage. And it's a critical success, at least if you look at the YouTube like counters. You know, they get the thumbs up and the thumbs down on YouTube. There are over 500 thumbs ups and around 31 thumbs downs. So people are liking the film. And that I think that bodes well for its future. We've got the premiere coming up here in just a few days. I don't know.
Saturday, right?
Are you going?
Yes.
Saturday morning, bright and early in Keene, New Hampshire, at the Keene Cinemas. We're going to have a real-life premiere of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. And for those of you who can't make it up, maybe don't live in the New England area or aren't able to make the drive over, you still will have a chance to win the autographed by Derek J poster, the exclusive autographed poster. There will only be one.
Gotta have a movie poster to have a movie.
There will only be one. Full-size standard,
yeah,
two foot by three foot.
Facebook, yeah.
Yep, you can see the real thing if you want. We got them here.
Nice.
But I only had five of them printed. And these are the ones that have on the bottom, they have, you know, premiering at Keene Cinemas. Yeah. These are the premiere movie posters. There are only five in existence. One will be given away in an online raffle, and you may enter. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com. You scroll down the page a little bit, you'll see the chip in there. If you chip in $5, you get one raffle ticket. If you chip in 10, you get three raffle tickets. If you chip in more than 10, you get three per 10 above 10 that you chip in. So people have been chipping in. There are 11 people that have entered thus far, some with more than one ticket.
And the purpose is that you're going to have a theatrical premiere. You want to pay for that theatrical premiere, pay it back, essentially.
We have raised enough to pay for the theater at this point, which is great.
Nice.
Which I'm very happy about.
Now you're paying for what, the posters?
I'd like to pay for the posters as well. That'd be nice. But basically, we're going to split up the remainder among the staff of the movie because we're not all in this for money. You know, basically, I mean, the editor got paid a pittance to do this film. He is worth way more than what I paid him.
Oh, yeah.
And so if I can get them a few extra bucks, then that's what I'd like to do with the extra. So you can go to victimlesscrimespree.com and chip in. And what we're calling it sponsoring a seat. So because you can't make it to the premiere, you're sponsoring the seat for somebody else. And once again, victimlesscrimespree.com. Watch the movie. Enjoy it. Share it with your friends. And we'll be announcing some more exciting things about that soon. I'm working on a DVD, but we don't have the details nailed down. So I'll let you know more about that as time goes on. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We're talking about voting and the issue of showing identification, or worse, in a lot of states, I guess they're getting even more restrictive on voting. And we're spoiled here in New Hampshire. You can walk right into the polls with no identification whatsoever and say, I'm so-and-so, and you can cast a vote.
You used to be able to do that.
You'll still be able to do that. They're passing a new law, and as I understand it, now, Nemi, you had said that if you vote without an ID in New Hampshire, that they'll require you to prove that you are who you say you are.
You'll have to sign an affidavit.
Right. You made it sound earlier, though, like you'd have to come in front of some sort of a panel or something, and that's
not my
understanding.
Well, I apologize for that, because it's not exactly clear, the wording in the... Huh?
It never is.
It never is.
You know.
And I think that kind of speaks to the nature of the complaints that we're talking about tonight. So this may have been a misunderstanding on the part of the reporter writing the Sentinel story, which would not be the first time.
Right, or it may have been a miscommunication on the part of the bureaucrat who might have lied or misunderstood themselves and what it all means. But according to the Secretary of State's office, a document right on the top of their website about this new law.
And it may very well be the way they enforce it.
Is that you will be, they will send you a verification letter. So if you show up with no ID and you vote, they'll, you know, make a note of who you are, and then they'll send you this letter. You'll have to sign an affidavit at the polls. They'll then send you this confirmation letter, and if you don't respond to the letter, then they say they will investigate. I would bet the law is that they may investigate.
I bet it is, too.
I read that. So,
my question is what if you claim to live in a forest? How are they going to send you a letter? I mean, people.
Great point.
That was the story here.
That's what should happen. Somebody should show up and claim to be homeless and register to vote that way. See what happens.
That's going to get them all upset.
Well, I think that's important to do. But, you know, you'd made the point, Mark, during the break that that's not so bad. You're right. It's not so bad. I don't think that that's too objectionable as far as what the law is. And if it's being misreported to people as though you must have an ID to vote, then it's understandable why people would be upset about it, because that's not true.
Right. Also from the Sentinel article, elsewhere in the state, Tuesday's dry run had its share of missteps. The Concord Monitor reports that people were wrongly told that they couldn't vote unless they produced ID.
Yep.
And the League of Women Voters and the New Hampshire Citizens Alliance Action said misleading information was given throughout the state.
Oh, I believe that. Those bureaucrats will lie, or they'll just pass on misinformation. They might have been told misinformation and just passing it on.
There because when we were first talking about this, Mark, you said you got a handout
at my voting place.
At your voting place.
Right. Where I'd say the population of octogenarians far outweighed anybody else in the building. So, I mean, a certain level of confusion doesn't surprise me.
Well, by the way, you mentioned the League of Women Voters, and they and the ACLU have filed a petition with the Superior Court on behalf of four out-of-state students, arguing that the law freezes out eligible voters from participating in the upcoming state and federal elections, and asked a judge to block the law's enforcement. So there's already a lawsuit in place.
If they're out-of-state voters, why are they voting here?
Maybe they plan on coming back.
Maybe for students?
Yeah, maybe they're just out of state temporarily. Maybe, like, you know, during the summertime, sometimes students will leave and they'll go home.
Okay, so if that's their home, why are they not voting there?
I'll tell you the reason. Because they went out and hunted them down and said, hey, would you be willing to be part of our lawsuit? We're the Democrats and we're trying to get after the Republicans.
Actually, I talked to some of these folks and they asked me if I would be willing to go and vote without identification. I affirmed to them that absolutely
no,
I will vote without identification. So let's go to the phones
here. They're recruiting people.
David is listening in Keene. Well, yeah, it's okay to find people who care about an issue. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, you're listening on 94.3 in Keene. What's on your mind?
I'm great. I was going to ask Mark. You sounded like you were endorsing IDs of some sort of identification.
I think that there needs to be some way to ensure that people vote once. I'm not exactly certain what that best way is, and I suspect that the people that put together the law aren't exactly certain either. But I think that there needs to be some way. If you're going to make it illegal for people to vote twice, then you need to have some kind of mechanism to catch the people that vote twice. Otherwise, you're just saying, okay, people that are willing to break the law, go ahead and break the law. We don't care.
Well, the thing that bothers me is the fact that, and this is what makes me, see, I'm against voter fraud, obviously. And
who's for voter fraud?
It's equally distributed between them.
Right.
Now, Republicans will claim that only Democrats commit voter fraud, or they commit it to a much larger percentage. And
I don't believe it.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't.
There's
frankly,
some scummy people out there on both sides. Politics is a nasty business. I mean, anybody that's run a political campaign, they've had their signs stolen.
Then why is it always the Republicans pushing these kind of systems in order to make it more difficult for
people
to vote?
That's a good question. Let's come back here in a moment. Maybe they know how to get around the law. There's always a way around. David, he said he had something to say, but we're coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says one in three adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You may take control of the airwaves. That's the point of Free Talk Live. It's the show. We're here for you. 855-450-FREE. You don't have to necessarily be talking about the issue on the table, which is voter fraud, voter identification requirements. What's happening in your state? Because, as I understand it, in other places, things are getting even more difficult to vote. Here in New Hampshire, they did just pass a voter ID law, but, you know, it's not as bad as it could be, in that you can still go and vote without an identification, without government ID, and they will just simply verify you by mail later, which, you know, that's kind of a, seems like a decent compromise between one point and the other. However, usually politicians don't get to think out real clear about all the ramifications of the laws that they pass.
They don't have to.
And, well, right, because they're not liable for the damage that those laws do. But they go into things with the best of intentions. I mean, like David
Sometimes.
Cohen. I think generally politicians believe they have good intentions. Whether or not we agree that they're good is another question. But in this case, the politicians wanted to create a, make it a little more difficult for folks to vote, you know, in a fraudulent manner. Now, this doesn't prevent fraud, and no voter ID laws ever prevent fraud because there's always some sort of way to get around it. There's always some creative
mechanism.
They
may prevent some fraud.
That's right. But there's always some way to get around it. And so this may prevent some fraud, or it just might make it so that the people who are going to engage in fraud will jump through the extra hoops necessary to engage in it. For instance, if I wanted to have a group of people who don't live in New Hampshire go to the polls at the next election without identification, I could simply have them register at a location at which I would be at to receive the voter verification forms that come later
on. You need to do that at several locations. locations, though. If you're just going to ship, you're not going to ship people into New Hampshire for an organized fraud situation for one voting situation. What you're going to do is you're going to take them from poll to poll to poll in this bus all day long. And what this would allow is for the supervisor of the checklist to spend more time with these people, thus minimizing the amount of polls they go to. Mm-hmm. If there's a state where this happens, New Hampshire is that state. It is the first in the nation primary, and that's an important aspect of what goes on here. And I'm
okay, but it wouldn't stop
certain.
A busload of people from going to one poll and voting. So, you know, there are still ways to engage in fraud, and I just thought of one.
There's all kinds of ways to engage in fraud, absolutely.
Right. So, anyway, your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. David is back because he had a point that he had wanted to make about his thoughts on voter ID requirements, and you dropped off the line before we went to break, David, and I wanted to make sure you got your thoughts out, so go ahead.
Thanks. I was just going to say it's sort of a partisan issue, as you all touched on, and that it's a partisan issue, I mean, that's an indication of something is amiss. I mean, it's not only Democrats that are you know, doing voter fraud. I mean, you know, there's something wrong there.
I absolutely agree with you on this issue. So Republicans don't want blacks and poor people to vote. And maybe, and that the claim is by Democrats that that's the purpose here, is to get that to happen. Now, I've known plenty of black people in my life, and somehow or another, most of them had driver's license. I can't think of one who didn't. But, you know, maybe this works. I don't know. I cannot claim to know. But if Democrats don't want more, you know, more accountability in the area of voting, what does that say about what they want? I don't know.
What does it say?
Does it say they want voter fraud?
What's that?
Does it say that they want voter fraud?
No. Of course it doesn't say that. And I don't know. I don't see how. No, it doesn't mean that at all.
What kind of, you see, this is the thing, is I've never heard, as a person who's been a Republican my whole life, and I'm certainly not the most tried and true Republican out there. I think most of the things that Republicans do are disgusting. But I've got to say that I've never heard anybody on the side of the Democrats recommend anything in the area of, you know, sort of having accountability in the area of voter fraud. And I don't know what that means. I don't know why that is. Do they want the I mean, you know, certainly in Chicago, a place that's highly Democratic and considered to be all about voter fraud, that, you know, I mean, you've got a situation there where, you know, Democrats could make different rules or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I don't even know what to think about it.
David, any other thoughts?
I was just going to say, I think both sides do every shenanigan they can pull out of their hat, and they don't draw the line at any shenanigan to win. And
there's no doubt about that.
Fishy.
And I think that there's something to the – I think there is something to the theory that Democrats may believe that an underprivileged voter, somebody who doesn't have as, you know, much wealth as, say, a rich Republican might, would be more likely to vote for a Democrat. And so, therefore, they believe that voter ID laws would disincline those people, give them a disincentive to come and vote in the first place.
Yep.
And that may be true. And so that may be one of the reasons why they don't push for those registration requirements. David, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. By the way, a little bit more here about the lawsuit. Again, ACLU and League of Women Voters have filed to stop this voting law. They say it's on behalf of Keene State College students, University of New Hampshire, and Southern New Hampshire University students who are from out of state. According to this, in the past, students could make New Hampshire their domicile for voting purposes while maintaining legal residency in other states. Now, while that is still technically true, the law doesn't require them to be residents. It makes them subject to all of the approximately 600 laws that go along with residency. Because the claim here is that you'll have to sign a statement saying that you're declaring New Hampshire your domicile and are subject to the laws that apply to all residents. I didn't see that in what the Secretary of State's document says, and I can tell you, I will cross that out if I'm going to be at the polls, and we'll see what they do then. because I am not going to consent to following all of their laws. I actually back when I registered to vote here, when I first moved to New Hampshire, when I registered to vote, that statement was on the voter registration form about how you agree that you will follow all the laws of the state of New Hampshire. I took up my pen and I crossed that out very clearly, crossed that line out, signed at the bottom, and I was able to register to vote. So clearly, you didn't have to agree with that statement in order to get registered to vote. And then curiously, within the next couple of years, they'd actually removed that statement from the voter registration form. It is no longer on the form.
Weird.
Yeah.
I'm reading from the Concord Monitor here, further to what you said, Ian. It says, at issue is not a new requirement that voters present a photo ID or sign an affidavit at the polls, which the League and other groups say caused confusion and consternation across the state yesterday. Rather, the group is focusing on Senate Bill 318, which changed the way people register to vote in the state. The League argues it could disenfranchise students and the elderly. Senate Bill 318 requires all residents requiring to vote to acknowledge they are subject to, quote, laws requiring a driver to register a motor vehicle and apply for a New Hampshire driver's license within 60 days of becoming a resident. And we've run across that several times before. The law, opponents say, is a direct attempt to prevent college students from voting because it uses the words domicile and residence interchangeably, even though the terms have
different legal meanings.
That's right. New Hampshire law requires citizens to register to vote in the town or ward where they are domiciled, and the law specifically says that students may claim domicile and register to vote while they attend school.
Sure.
But they can't vote at home. That's the thing.
They can if they get an absentee ballot.
Right, but I don't believe they can do it twice, vote in the same election twice, for Obama twice, or Romney twice.
Well, the only election that you would be able to vote for the same person twice would be the presidential election.
So motor vehicle laws are based on the state's definition of residence, which requires an intention to stay indefinitely, the opposite of the definition of domicile. So why students who are domiciled in New Hampshire but who intend to leave at a certain time do not have to register their cars. The legislature did not change the definition of domicile when the registration form was changed, so some people, students for instance, are being asked to sign a statement that is incorrect and misleading about their responsibilities.
Claire Ebel from the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union compared the new law to an unconstitutional poll tax, saying it would discriminate against students who couldn't afford to register their cars and pay driver's license fees, in that they already have their license from Connecticut or wherever it is they're from when they're going to school up here, and now they're going to be under this belief that they're going to have to go and shell out hundreds of dollars to vote.
This voting thing is really complicated. I say we get rid of it.
855-450-FREE. I say we get rid of the state, and then we'll have that problem solved. 1-855-450-3733. I say this sounds like they've got a good case, and it'll be interesting to see how the Supreme Court responds to it. 1-855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are certainly welcome in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-953-4836 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-953-4836. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-953-4836. That's 1-800-953-4836.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
But enough time for your call. If you're on the line right now, we will do our best to get you in here. And if you don't get in tonight, you can always call in tomorrow, because we do it 7 nights a week here at 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
All right, we continue here. And also want to tell you about the Freedom Cam.
Yeah, the Freedom Cam is a camera that is in your car. And it's working whenever you turn the key into the... What position? What's it called?
Whenever you power the car up, but it depends on how your car is wired, so it may be different. Your mileage may vary.
Okay. Well, in my car, when I turn on the key, turn the car on, the camera comes on.
Yes.
And it's got...
It works for me, too.
8 hours of video. It's a video recording out of the front and the back. It's also audio recording. It has my GPS on there. It has all these things. It doesn't broadcast. This is just information that I can have on an SD card for when I need it, and you never know when you need it. This is insurance. Against some situation, whether that situation is an automobile accident or a pullover, whatever it might be, if the person with whom you may have a dispute remembers the story differently than what you remember, it's nice to have video and, you know, GPS and all these things to back you up. And that's what the Freedom Cam will get you at freedomcam.net. It's on sale right now. So you can go get one. I don't know how long this sale is going to last. They do take bitcoins. If you're interested in using bitcoins, it's freedomcam.net.
All right, let's go to the phones, to the fun. Talk to John, listening in Carson City, Nevada. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Hi. I have a different take on the voting fraud. It seems to me that when you have a process that's fundamentally illegitimate in the first place, like voting, it's not really coherent to talk about fraud. Mark in the past has defended, you know, saying voting is moral if you do it defensively. Well, it'd be more if you did it 50 times defensively.
Mm, good point.
That.
I agree.
I'm good. So if it's moral to do it defensively, then it's moral to do it to cheat in the rules of the game in order to do it defensively.
Well, it's not cheating if the game is not fair in the first place.
The game's rigged. You're right.
That is a persuasive point.
Yeah. I'd like to say this doesn't happen very often, but it feels like I've been kicked in the gut. I'm so winded.
If there was a referendum, say, against drug prohibition, you wouldn't be harming anyone by voting for it 50,000 times.
This is an excellent point, sir, and I appreciate you making that tonight. Anything else you want to say?
No, that's it. Thanks.
John, solid.
Nice.
Very well put. 855-450-FREE, CAI toll-free line. We've got Varia in California listening on XM to America's Talk. Hey, Varia. You got to turn down your radio and listen to us on the phone, or else you will never know that we're talking to you, especially if you're listening to XM, because you're listening to something that is 2 hours delayed. Maria, are you with us? Maria, going once.
Hello?
I hear someone in the background. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. I'm Aurelia out of Bakersfield, California.
Aurelia, sorry about that.
Hi.
You are on.
And
go ahead.
I had a question. What would happen if drugs became legalized?
Oh, boy, that's a big question. The answer is, if drugs were legal or... Sorry, go ahead.
It's happening anyway, apparently. You know, people that want to use drugs are still continuing to use drugs.
Absolutely.
And people are getting killed. You know, a lot of money is being wasted, and these drug lords are getting more powerful by the day.
Here's what I'd recommend.
Tax the hell out of it.
Well, I don't agree with taxing anything, but I think that if you did legalize it and tax it, or just decriminalize it and let the market decide what the prices should be, either way, if you end the war on drugs, there are several things that will occur. One, people will likely in the future not use those drugs as often. If you look at studies out of the Netherlands, for instance, they found that teenagers are using marijuana less since that marijuana was legalized for the people that live in the Netherlands. And now there's a brief spike, is what they found. So, like, once the drug is legalized, there's a brief spike in usage, but
there's
then it goes downwards afterwards, the usage rates. So people will likely use the drugs less often. The drugs themselves will become better of quality. You will actually be able to buy what you intend to buy, whereas in the black market, there are all kinds of unscrupulous dealers who will sell you products that they claim are one thing but are actually another, and that actually puts people in danger because then they're taking drugs that they're not expecting, and that can result in some really unfortunate things happening. So it's like when you go to Walgreens or your local convenience store and you buy aspirin off the shelf, there's never any question as to whether or not when you open that bottle, if it's actually going to be aspirin in there. It's always aspirin every single time. They've got that little seal on the top, so
they have this little seal on the top because in the 80s, some crazy person put poison in the Tylenol.
But, you know, there have been some bumps along the road, for the most part, aspirin is aspirin.
I don't understand, you know, the way our country is, you know, they, like you said, yeah, you legalize it, and now people are really not going to be drawn to do, you know, what's legal now, because I don't know why it's in their nature to just, you know, go out and do what you're not supposed to.
It's called the forbidden fruit aspect, and it absolutely is in some people's nature. I don't know if it's everybody, but there's enough people, and I'm one of them. But that's not to say people would stop.
Regardless.
Absolutely. It is being done, but it's being done in a more dangerous fashion because you've got all the killings that are going around on
all the
distribution end.
Around,
of it.
Against each other. Okay, that'd be eliminated.
Yeah, and so if you look at the legal marketplace, Bayer, the aspirin company, is not fighting it out with, you know, Target Corporation. It has their own brand name of aspirin. They're not having gunfights in the streets over this. So when you legalize something, it takes the violence away because it's no longer in the black market. And that also means that drug users will not pay as much for their drugs, so therefore they'll be able to better afford their drug habits for those that aren't going to quit, for those that still want to do those
drugs.
They
can work a job and not rob people.
They won't have to break into your house or break into your car or hold you up at knife point in order to rob you for the money that they need for their drugs. So the drug users will be safer.
That's absolutely true.
Yep, so the drug...
I just don't understand the big, you know, fight against the big war against drugs when it's very simple. You know, just legalize it.
It's ridiculous. The war on drugs is hurting so many more people than the drug addictions themselves, and I don't understand it either, except when you look at it from the perspective of that the government is getting all kinds of money from the war on drugs. These police departments are addicted to the cash. They're addicted to the forfeitures when they pull somebody over in a lot of states.
Okay, I got it now.
They can take their car.
I've seen it that way. Oh,
yep,
okay,
the cops can take your car, they can take your house from you, and then they love to gloat about how much money they've seized, and they drive around the old drug dealers' cars, and, you know, they brag. And
additionally, if we decriminalize it, lots of people, what is it, 80% of folks are in jail because of the drug war? 80%,
yeah, you'd be able to turn those people out.
Right. To put them out, you're not paying for those jails, you're not paying for those people to
right.
be
so
supported anymore. Right, so there's
and they can then go get real work. Actually contribute to the economy and make all of our lives better. So there's, I don't know, there's probably 5 or 10 different good things that'll happen if you legalize drugs. Did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. Yeah, you did. Like I said, I totally wasn't seeing the part, you know, the seizure part. I just slipped my mind. But yeah, there's a lot of money to be made there.
Hey, here's what I'd recommend for you. If you visit Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, they've got a lot of interesting information and statistics. Their website is leap.cc. Now, these are former cops who have now, after they've retired, come out against the war on drugs. So they're actually telling the truth about drugs and drug use and drug addiction. And I think they do a really good work, so I'd like to recommend their site for you. It's LEAP,
okay,
as in Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.cc. And thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from
you.
Let's go to Chris, listening in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I know we only got a few minutes here. Just want to give you a quick update. Back in July, there was a man, a homeless man with some mental conditions in Saginaw, Michigan, that got shot in front of a pizza joint 46 times by 6 officers for wielding a plastic knife.
Whoa.
It started because he had spit on a convenience store worker and left, and this cop stopped him after he called the cops and escalated from there. Well, it was just announced this afternoon, the prosecutor of Saginaw County said that he can't find the 6 officers chargeable. The evidence isn't strong enough. There's a video. If you go to the show prep, you'll see the link I posted. There's
I've seen that.
Over at freetalklive.com.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, over at freetalklive.com. And,
what is the video about?
Well, the video shows, it's pretty graphic. It actually shows him getting shot.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so that's on there. And the prosecutor, like I said, they announced that the cops will not be charged, and there's expected rioting in Saginaw County tonight because of this.
Wow.
I just heard word, I can't think of where I just saw it at, but supposedly Al Sharpton is heading this way right now, so
it should be interesting. Is the man black and the cops white? Or
yes.
Yep.
And if I'm understanding correctly, the person who was shot, his mother, is an activist criticizing the police department, correct?
Oh, man.
Yeah, she's the article I posted also had a whole bunch of comments from her posted.
Chris, thank you for the call. Thanks for the heads up on that story. It sounds horrifying, and it's linked over at freetalklive.com.
Sure,
and we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.